I'm just so glad that he decided to come along with request to be with us for today, and I appreciate that. Now, you might say, well, where have you been? Oh, he ran off and found a woman, got married. That's where he's been. Is she here today, Phil?
No.
Okay, well, that's all right. Hey, Merry Christmas, you guys. And if you would, please give me 10 minutes. That's just enough time for Pat to go to sleep. Oh, no, sorry, he's already asleep. No, I'm kidding. We're good buddies. Christmas is here, and you appreciate it. There's one guy that said, well, I don't celebrate Christmas because we really don't know the day that Jesus was born. And that's true, we don't. And it really doesn't matter, does it? Because don't we celebrate, aren't we grateful for what Jesus has done? He gave his life for us, he died on a cross for us. And our sins are forgiven because he was willing to go to the cross and die for us so that we don't have to die for eternity. But we can be with him, and really that's what it's all about. So we're so very, very grateful for what Jesus has done. But let me tell you, I think it's okay to pick a day to celebrate as well. Now the reason why I say that is I've been to Uganda a couple times. And Uganda went through a period of time when there were so many rapes and so much poverty that mothers would have a child and leave the baby by a trash can or by an orphanage on a street somewhere. And they literally had tens of thousands babies. And these babies, you didn't know what day they were born, but there were parents who began to take in those babies. They didn't know when they were born. But let me tell you, those parents, as I met some of them, were so glad. Even though the baby wasn't theirs, it was one family, they couldn't have any children, but they were so glad that they had this child. And they picked a day, said, okay, this is your birthday. They didn't know when, but they picked that, and they rejoice in that day. And that's what we've done. We know exactly when Easter was, because it goes with Passover. I won't go into that. But we don't know the birth of Jesus. We just know that Jesus came, the very Son of God. Listen to what the Word of God says. This is in Matthew. I'm not going to read the whole thing that I have for you, but just verse 1:23, it says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. And let me emphasize that. God with us. God with us. Now, this is so different than they might have viewed God. I mean, this was a baby in a manger, but they said, God with us. This is going to be a child. This is God made flesh, John said in 1 John. This is God made flesh. He's among us, and we saw him, God with us. Now, that changed everything for them and for us, God. Now, there was a view about God in the Old Testament that there was kind of a shaky view on who he really was and his love. I mean, how could he love when he was killing people all the time, or it seemed like he was? But what God was doing was showing us the result of sin and what happens to a world who's lost in sin. And he could not have any fellowship with that. He couldn't visit that. He couldn't be part of that. So in eternity, God put together this plan that he would give his only begotten son so that he could. Because when he created the man, Adam and Eve, He came down, the Bible said he had fellowship with him. Oh, he talked with them. He walked with them. And how glorious and wonderful that must have been. God brought those people into his circle, into who he was. But then man sinned. And then trouble came, and sin brought havoc upon the world. And not just upon man, men and women, but upon the earth, and the world was shaken, and things began to fall apart. And people tried to find who God was, what he was like, and they created all kinds of evil in pursuit, and really was in pursuit of satisfying their own pleasures, satisfying who they were and what they wanted out of life, not really seeking a true and living God. And so, God so loved the world that he gave his son. God becoming flesh, God with us. Now that changed everything. With God, with, he's with us. He's with us. He wasn't just in heaven, but now he came down to be with us. And that changed everything for us. And sometimes we don't appreciate the change. We don't appreciate how much that means and what that means. And I just want to look at two quick things. Just two quick things. We're going to get out early today. Two things about that. God with us. Let me read a scripture. This is found in Hebrews, the 4th chapter. It says, since we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize. In other words, just Jesus, this God, is able to sympathize with our weakness. But one who in every respect have been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. But we have a high priest. We have this Jesus, God made flesh, God with us. He has become a high priest for us. He cares about us. Now what that means is that he really loves us and he's going to take care of us. And it's interesting, maybe you don't even think about this, he sympathizes with our weaknesses. How many have weaknesses here? Let me see. Okay, most of you are honest. Good. Yeah, we have weaknesses. You call them weaknesses. We might call them sin. We might call them just wickedness. You know, whatever you want to call those things in your life, or selfishness, whatever it is. But it says that he sympathizes with that. He feels for it. Now, did you hear that? He feels for you and your weaknesses. Now, would you get that? That means when he says God with us, that you don't have to be alone in your weaknesses. That means when you are down and depressed and it seems like you have no friends, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. That means because God is with us, that means in the very depth of our despair, we have one that we can look to. That means, teenagers, when the teenagers, Robert, are you a teenager? Yeah, okay, teenager. That means when your girlfriend breaks up with you, and Robert, it's going to happen, when they break up with you, and you feel depressed and discouraged and down and out, and you feel like there's no hope, and you feel so messed up inside, he feels for you about that, and he cares for you. And if you but just go to him and cry out to him, he'll come and visit you, and he'll help you and strengthen you. The times that you might feel alone And you feel like no one understands. No one understands what I'm going through. No one can see it. I'm in despair. I can't talk to anybody. No one will listen to me. People don't like me. Hey, God is with us. He cares about you. He sympathizes with you. He wants to help you and to reach out to you. He has his arms wide open to you because it's God with us. He's not someone way out there, but he's with us. What is the thing that you struggle with? He sympathizes with you. What is the sin that so besets you, the thing that you keep doing, that you feel bad about? Listen, he has compassion on you. He has compassion. And you're like, wait, how can he? God doesn't understand those things. No, you know what? God didn't. Oh, that made it quiet in here. When I said God didn't understand. God didn't understand because God can't know sin. He says he has never sinned and he doesn't know sin. He can't be part of sin. Well, then how can he understand? That's why he came down here. That's why he went through the temptations. And now listen to me. You might say, yeah, but he didn't give in to those sins. I know. And so he went a step further. He went to the cross, and all sins were put, he became sin for us. All sin was planted on him. And the worst thing that could ever happen to this God made flesh, God with us, the Son of God, is God the Father turned his back on him. And he cried out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" God with us. All the sins, what you feel when you sin, the ugliness, the guilt, he felt all that for you. He went to the cross and he died for you so that you can come to him and have life eternal. This is Christ Jesus, God with us. He's beside you. The Bible says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And just the last point. This is in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Key word, be content. For he has said, who has said? This God with us, this Jesus Christ. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my help. That means when you're struggling, when you're down, listen, you don't approach God because you're good. Do you know that? Because there's none good. No, not one. Not even you who think that you are, that you're better than other people. That's one reason why you're not very good. There is none good, no, not one. And he approaches us and he loves us, he cares for us, even in the state that we're in. It's God with us. God with us. But he says something there that's so powerful. He said, because he said, I wouldn't leave you nor forsake you, we may boldly say, the Lord is my help. My help. My help. My granddaughter was a little down one day, and she was going to go to school, and she was just a little down, and I said, hey, there's a key here for you. Jesus is with you, but this is what I want you to do. When you get to school, you do this. You smile real big, and you stick your chest out, and then you walk into school. You ought to try that sometimes. It's an amazing little thing you do. But let me tell you something that's more powerful than that, recognizing that God's with us. And because he's with us, there's tremendous power. There's stuff behind us that is in operation and moving. All power is given unto Jesus Christ. Scott went back east, and he sent me some pictures of the old Vietnam era Cobra helicopter. I love the Cobra helicopter. And when I was in infantry there, and we were walking through rice paddies and jungles, and we'd come across the enemy, you'd call in, and oh, it was so sweet when a couple Cobras would show up. You felt empowered. You felt like, yeah, bring it on. Okay, get him. Bring it on. Now, some of you might not relate to that, but in Jesus Christ, we have that kind of power. There's something that can urge us on because he said he's with us. Let me just give you a little silly, true illustration. And many of you here know it, but there's some that might not, so enjoy it with him, would you? We had a little dog about this big, a black dog, little girl dog named Lonnie. And Lonnie, we loved Lonnie, and Lonnie loved to go outside, and every once in a while she would take off, just go hunting at night. And it was those days that I stayed up late, and it was sometime between 11 and 12 on a warm evening, and I go outside and I'm calling for Lonnie, and she's not coming. And I go out to the sidewalk, Lonnie, probably waking up the neighbors, Lonnie, and I look down the street a block away, or several houses away, and around the corner I see Lonnie come flying, running, this black little dog. There's a light there, and so I can see her very clearly, and she's shooting, she's running as fast as she can, and I'm looking, and behind her comes another dog chasing her, a pit bull dog, who just the night before had killed a cat in the neighborhood. He had a reputation. And he's coming around the corner. Lonnie's running. Come on, Lonnie. Come on, Lonnie. And outran that dog, but the dog kept coming. Lonnie was scared as could be. Passed by me. Now here I am and a pit bull running my way. There is a car parked right here. But I decide I'm going to try it out what they tell me, that you look them in the eye. And so that pit bull, and I stood there and I went like this. And that pit bull stopped. Stopped about the end of that piano on that side. And I gripped my teeth like this. And I took a step forward. He took a step forward. He lowered his head. He starts growling. I really showed my teeth then. And I put out my chest. You know that dang dog that was scared to death? That little black, little baby girl dog comes running back and acts like she's going to kill that pit bull. She doesn't go any farther to where I am standing by my side and starts barking. Rawr, rawr, come on, come on, come on. Rawr, rawr. Starts barking at this dog, telling him, come on, we'll take you on. I know that's what she was saying. And I turned to her and said, get out of here. Rawr, rawr. That dog turned around and walked away. Now what? Lonnie, just a few moments ago, was running and scared, but now she's going to fight. She's going to be strong. What was the difference? Her master was standing there. God with us. He has sympathy for you. He feels for you in your desperate places. He loves you. He cares for you. He has his hands outreached to you. And he says, I'll fight for you. I'll stand with you. I'll cause you to be an overcomer if you but trust in me. Would you think about that? Father, I thank you that you gave your only begotten Son. I thank you for the words from that angel that said, Emmanuel. He shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, I thank you for that reality that you're with us today. And you have that relationship with us. And I just pray, Lord, if there's someone that doesn't know you, that they might come and acknowledge you as Lord and Savior of their life. I thank you for that salvation and the hope of eternal life that one day will be with you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And we're going to close here with a medley of songs. And usually at this time we stand up. Don't stand up. If you stand up, usher's going to come and sit you down. Yeah, get him. I want you to enjoy this as they do some Christmas songs, and then we'll conclude the service.
Hello? Check. Hey? Can you hear it? Yeah, okay. Hi! Merry Christmas! We're so excited everybody's here. I'm excited to be here. We put together a little Christmas melody, a little snippet of some songs, so if you feel so inclined to have your little Christmas flag fly, join us.